Hi, welcome to East to West WLS, the podcast where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty. I'm April and I'm the West.
And I'm Jason and I'm the East.
And today we're joined by our very own Miss Natalie. Hi, Nat.
Hello.
We're super excited that you can join us for these very important episodes. Getting back to basics, or really checking in with each other about our progress, is just something that we do as friends now. So this conversation is going to be probably a little bit more intimate, but not in a weird way. It's just because we know each other so well and we talk about this all the time. We're always encouraging, we're always uplifting. But to just kind of share with the world what we do on our personal time, I think can be really powerful. And what you guys will see and notice is that what you see on East to West is exactly how we are in real life. So these conversations are meaningful to us, and we hope that you guys can really get something out of them as well. But before we jump right in, I think maybe we should take a hot minute and introduce people. If this is the first podcast that you're listening to for East to West, or maybe you are watching us on our YouTube channel, which we highly recommend you do because we are adorable and very animated, this might be the very first time that you know or find out who we are. So let's just take a hot minute and maybe share with everybody like our 30-second elevator speech about who we are, maybe why we had the weight loss surgery procedures that we've done, and maybe the successes that we've had along the way. So Jason, my friend, why don't you start us off?
Okay. My name is Jason. I am 44 or 45 years old now. I live in Jacksonville, Florida. I have VSG on March 11th of 2020. I'm down 190 pounds. My why is a lot just based around my family. There was a lot of things in my family I was missing out on. I've got two grandbabies that are 2 and 4. And I knew that at the time I had the surgery that I was going to want to chase them around and be able to do stuff with them. Stuff that I feel like I missed out with my kids, you know, when they were growing up due to my size and my limited mobility. So I really felt it was time to take, you know, matters into my own hands and really kind of get something done to further not only my life, but my activity level. So, and met April 2 weeks after my surgery at a virtual bariatric meetup. And we had very meaningful conversations, and we were able to turn that into what you see today with East to West in front of you, going over a year strong now. And couldn't imagine a better friend or a more solid support system that I have met with these two ladies in the time that we've been together. So it definitely pays off to meet your internet friends.
It does. And for those of you who are, like I said, are brand new to us, so we called East to West, because I live in Washington State. Jason lives in Florida. And what is so unique about it is that Jason and I've never met in person yet. We've become very close. We're very excited to actually meet in person for the first time. Natalie and I are going to meet Jason for the first time at the bariatric retreat. It's going to be amazing. So, but it just speaks to the power of this community. And, you know, for the first time, I think in my life, the internet actually did what it was supposed to do, which is bring people together for support and friendship, basically. So mission accomplished there. All right, Nat, introduce yourself, please, friend.
I'm Natalie at Breaking Barriers on Instagram, and I had VSG surgery done in September 2020. I'm almost at my 1 year, which is wild. I truly cannot believe it. And including my pre-op, I had a 3 month long extended pre-op. I lost over 130 pounds, which is just insane as well. All of this is insane. You'll hear me, I'm a broken record when it comes to my journey. But you know, my why is very similar to Jason's in the fact that family was a huge part of it. My grandma passed away in June of 2020. And that just got me thinking of all of the things I want to do. You know, I want people to look around at my pictures and see all of the things that I've done. So that was a huge driving factor in why I've gotten the surgery. And I continue to have new experiences. I continue to push myself to try new things. And that's why I had the surgery, so that I could try new things. Yeah. So that's a little bit about me. I met Jason and April about a little over a year ago, and then I joined their team, November of 2020? I don't really know now. it feels like it's been forever, and I'm just constantly in awe of our growth as a team and the growth of the community. So I'm really happy to be here, and I'm happy to see where it goes.
We are so thankful that our paths connected. So Natalie runs basically all of our social media. She is the guru behind making sure that things are engaging and the content is meaningful. And if you guys could see the text string or like the legit like planning meetings that we have, you would be blown away. But it's all for good because not only does the support help our community, but it helps us. And we often talk about we've all found success after our own procedures. And I think it's because we are so engaged with our own recovery and with our little micro support group. And then we're always thinking about ways to really support the community. So it's been a win-win-win, honestly. So super happy to have done that. If you guys don't know who I am, my name is April. I'm at @actively_April. I'm of course the West to East to West. I had VSG in July of 2019. I'm down 120 pounds. I've maintained that for 2 years. And I just very much enjoy sharing my experience with the community because I stumble along the way and I need help from the community. And then when I figure something out, I'm excited to share what's worked for me. So it's just been an amazing journey. And really the reason all three of us do this is because after our procedures, we realized there was some holes in the support. Jason and I experienced massive holes. Natalie, I think, experienced very different types of holes, but nonetheless, right? We saw a need in the community and we're very much the type of people where if we see something that needs to be fixed, we're going to problem solve and find that solution. So we're all very much aligned in our mission to support our community. And the reason that we say we want to support it with humor, humility, and honesty is because if we're not laughing along the way, that's not going to end up well for us, right? We need to find the joy through the muck. We have to be honest in what we're going through. We don't hide or sugarcoat things. We talk often and candidly about those bumps, falling off the wagon, losing our wagon, so to speak. And then the humility part, we are all experts in the patient experience. We are living this with you. But none of us are registered dietitians. We're not surgeons. We're not doctors. We're not therapists. We're just simply patients. We're all professionals outside of the bariatric community, but that humility part really means that we need to connect with experts to make sure we're passing on accurate and valuable information. So many of our podcasts feature these guests within our community. We highly recommend you check out our entire library because it is literally filled with all of the biggest, like air quotes, most famous people in the bariatric community because they truly are the experts. So, okay. I think that's enough background for all of us.
I think they got it.
So today's episode, we're very excited to talk about. We are moving into September. It's like back to school season. And all three of us are feeling called to get back to basics. So this episode is really just going to kind of dive into what does back to basics mean in general? What does it mean to us? What are we going to be focusing on in the month of September to kind of help us get back on track? And then if you're listening or you're watching and you're just saying, I don't even know where to start, we're going to talk about that too. So if you are struggling or if you want to start new routines, new habits, if you know, a new basic for you, we're going to give you some pointers about how you can get there. So yeah, I think that's it. Should we just dive in?
I think so.
Let's do it. Hey guys, this is April. Did you know that you can leave us a voice message with your feedback or a question right on our Anchor homepage and we can incorporate it into the podcast? So cool. Head to anchor.fm/east to west WLS. Scroll down the page a little bit until you see the message button. Using your smartphone, click that button and leave us your feedback or a question and we will drop it in an upcoming podcast episode. We're so excited to connect with you. Thank you for your continued support of East to West WLS. All right, you guys. First things first, you guys know we always like to start at the very foundation of what we're talking about. So that means we want to know, or we want to talk about what are the bariatric basics? So when you hear somebody saying, oh, I'm getting back to basics, what do you think about when it comes to your basics?
To me, it's not necessarily like some people get so overwhelmed with the term, like, you know, start getting back to basics because they think, oh, God, I got to start my liquid diet over again. And it's like, man, you don't have to go back that far. Mm. Like, let's not go too crazy. You know, the pouch reset, I'm going to do it. Like, no, we don't have to do all that.
Yeah.
You really need to realize that you have a lot more control over your situation now than you ever have. Mentally, physically, like you can do things now. You have the mental capacity to accomplish things now that you never were able to before, because now you have your tool, which is your pouch. You have your tools that you've gained along the way, which is learning how to cope and deal with stressors and things like that, to be able to not just eat your weight in whatever it is, you eat your way to happy.
Yep.
You know, you don't have to do all that this time. So really for me, what it is you have to think in terms of what do I know I can just crush right out of the gate? You go for the softballs, go for the slow pitches. Like that's what you need in your life, because small wins lead to medium wins, lead to big wins, lead to an avalanche of wins. And that's really what we're going for. So for me, I always take the easiest two ways out. I can control how much water I drink in a day. So that's what I'm going to start with. I'm going right back and I'm making sure I get my, everybody knows, trusty blue bottle. So I kill the trusty blue bottle all the time. Mm-hmm. So I make sure that that is full all the time. I make sure that I drink it completely gone. I mean, you know, I keep on top of that. Yeah. And my other one has been lately making sure I go to the gym, because I am the world, like, I should be a professional negotiator, because I can negotiate myself out of going better than anybody that I know. I could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves, because when it comes to me getting out of the gym, I will find a way. So as much as but what kills me is when I go, I love it. Like my body loves it.
Yeah.
It craves it. Just the second I start working out, my body's like, "Whoa, let's get it." And I'll stay there for 2.5 hours. Like it's no big deal to me to do that.
Yeah.
It's just getting there. So those are the two things I know I can control. So that's where I start the most. So once I get those wins out of the way, everything else seems a little less monumental, because once you kind of shorten the stack a little bit, you look at it and go, "Oh, well, okay. Once I put these things in order, I'll be able to just knock them out one right after the other and we're good to go." Yeah. So it just takes taking those couple of blocks out of the equation to make things seem a little more palatable.
Awesome.
I would say mine's very similar to you, Jason. It's how can I take what my surgeon gave me, right? So protein, water, vitamins, and movement. And how can I make those fit for me now at 11 months post-op, right? Like that, how that looked 3 months post-op is not the same as how it looks now. Mm-hmm. So how can I adjust, you know, those core principles and those core focus groups to fit my life currently, and making those adjustments and being realistic with myself. You know, like I haven't been getting enough water in. I can tell I'm foggy in my brain. I can tell that like my skin is dry. You know, I can tell these things that I haven't been doing. So it's like, you know, same thing. Sure, I can drink coffee, but I better drink two of these to supplement that one huge coffee that I drank. And that's what I used to do. I used to drink a full, probably more water than this before even having a little cup of coffee before. So now it's just adjusting those goals and saying, being realistic with myself and making sure that I can fit those with where my life is currently.
You guys both bring up excellent points, right? Because getting back to basics kind of changes based on where we're at in our recovery, either pre or post-op. So acknowledging that things are going to continue to look different as you move out from your surgery is important. And then the other thing that you guys continued, and we always talk about, is when we take a moment to be quiet, our body is telling us things. And if we're not listening to our body, if we are not acknowledging what it's asking for and then working towards giving it what it needs, we could be missing out on some really important data. And we're missing out on allowing our bodies to function at like peak optimal health. And it's difficult to take that time to listen to ourselves because we've never done it before.
Yeah.
Right. And we can't trust what our body says. We couldn't trust it before surgery. We couldn't trust hunger. We couldn't trust all of these things. So then to ask, you know, bariatric patients to take a hot minute and just listen to what your body is asking you is not only foreign, but it seems downright illogical because we've never been able to trust ourselves before. Mm-hmm. But we can all say that being in, you know, recovery or being so far out from our surgery, that is exactly what we have all done to kind of find success. So you guys will hear us at East to West oftentimes talk about these three pillars of success after bariatric surgery. And we've coined them as movement, mindset, and metabolic wellness. So I just kind of want to break down for our friends what each one of those pillars kinds of mean to us so that we can move forward kind of with the same definition. So when we're talking about movement, we're talking about moving our bodies intentionally in ways that are above and beyond our normal everyday movements. Right. So if you normally every day take a walk with your dog, right, that might not be movement for you because your body is used to that. So what we're talking about when we say movement is something that is above and beyond what you normally do. And the really nice thing about our definition of movement is that we know that a lot of people experience limited mobility in our community. So this isn't like you have to get to the gym, do 50 reps of this and run a mile. No, no, no. It's identifying the movement that is correct and accurate and good for you where you're at, and then going just a little bit above and beyond that. So movement is one of those basic things that we need to do every day in our lives to find success. It's part of our pillar. The second thing that we always talk about is mindset, right? So mindset is recognizing how your self-talk or how your old habits, your old stories, your old routines are maybe hindering your progress, and shifting those old stories, those old ways of thinking to a new way of thinking, right? And that takes a lot of work. We all know how draining that mental work is, that mindset work is. But I think, as all of us can say, that's probably where a bulk of our energy goes in terms of recovery is the mind. Right? Like, okay, we had surgery on our stomach, but what we really needed it on was on our brain and those pathways and all those things. And there is no surgery for that. That is the work of weight loss surgery, this head work, this heavy, heavy lifting that we need to do mentally to get to where we want to be. And then metabolic wellness. This is a concept that absolutely, I think, shifted all three of our thinking when it comes to health. And we have to give credit where it is absolutely due. And Dr. Ariel Ortiz, Natalie's surgeon at the Obesity Control Center in Mexico, is the one that introduced us to this concept, this idea of metabolic wellness. And really what it is most humans, well, not most humans, but humans can meet their demise through metabolic disease. And metabolic syndrome is how you know that you are on your way to metabolic disease. So basically this is like high blood pressure, it's heart issues, it's diabetes, right? It's all these kind of big things that kill humans. There are these underlying syndromes that lead to these diseases. If we focus on our metabolic wellness, so if we're looking at these metabolic syndromes and metabolic disease and targeting the reason that you get there, you can get to a point in your life where you are metabolically well, which means you're holistically healthy. And the really cool thing about metabolic wellness is it doesn't just focus on your weight. It doesn't just focus on your size. It's looking at your actual health numbers, right? And if we can shift our focus there, it moves away from the scale. So the scale is a component of that, but we all know BMI doesn't seem to be accurate for a lot of us, right? But so many things are based on BMI, and it's just not accurate. It's just not the holistic picture of our health that we need. So if we can step back, if we can focus on our metabolic wellness, we're actually focusing on things and working towards these health things that will keep us alive and healthier the longest, not just the weight.
Yeah, so that's why I'm glad that my surgeon didn't focus on BMI. And also when I hear a lot of people saying that their surgeon set weight loss goals for them based on checkups that they go to, that kind of bothers me too. Because I'm like, people's bodies are different. You can't just assume that this person, because it kind of sets that negative connotation to the to the patient that, oh my God, like we get the messages all the time. So many people freaking out being like, well, I have my follow-ups next week and I'm still like 8 pounds over what they want me to be at. Does this mean, should I wait, postpone the appointment, or how do I handle this, or what do I say? Like, you shouldn't have that type of doctor-patient relationship where your patient is afraid to come to you and say, I hit a stall, my body's this, my body's that. And what types of things are you saying to that person that makes them that worried about it, and that they're going to set automatically in their head to think they're failing as patients? And we don't want anybody to ever think that. Like, that's the worst thing you can do, is because we've thought that all our lives about ourselves. And that was our main concern, is, oh, I'm going to fail at this too, like I have every other diet. Mm-hmm. And that's a scary situation to put somebody in like that, because you could literally push someone to fail and revert back to their old ways. by pushing that, you know, that type of narrative too much. And that's just, I'm glad to see more people getting out and speaking out against those types of things, because it needs to be brought to light that that's really not the way to do it. Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing that I enjoyed about like working with Dr. Ortiz is their team did put value behind the BMI for safety reasons. It was, my BMI is, I was 403 pounds. They said, this is a health and safety risk. We need you to lose 50 pounds so that you can have this surgery safely, mm-hmm. or at a more safe rate, yeah. than, you know, you would normally. So yeah. that's how they brought it to me. And I feel like that helped me feel, I don't want to say more motivated, but like I had a little bit more peace of mind that it was, I wasn't being judged for my weight, yeah. or my BMI. It was a safety concern. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, if surgeons and more like bariatric programs can present it in that way, that would be a totally different conversation. And that would make people, because I still would be like, oh man, I'm in a stall during my pre-op, you know, and I'd come to Lucia and I'd be like, hey, you know, I didn't lose any weight for the last 2 weeks. She'd be like, okay, let's, you know, it was very proactive, you know, let's figure out how we can get you down. And the underlying reason was not because I was fat or not because I was 403 pounds. It was a safety concern. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think a lot of other surgeons kind of miss the mark and create that fear instead of working together for your safety.
Yeah, because the BMI chart says I'm supposed to weigh 188 pounds. Let me tell you the last time I weighed 188 pounds, middle school. Yeah. I played football and I did 2-a-days and I was sweating like, you know, like a dog. And yeah, I was 6'4 or 6'3 and weighed 175 pounds and looked anorexic and sick. And the minute I stopped, I mean, like I was so technically I was overweight as a freshman in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was 200 pounds. And, but being 6'4 at that time, like that, my frame just looks better around 200, 205, 220 than it would at 188. Like that to me is just, I don't know. I'm just not a fan.
Hey, it's April with East to West WLS. I don't know about you, but after I dropped a significant amount of weight, my body just didn't feel like my own, and I needed help feeling like it was my own again. So I started receiving chiropractic care. If you live in the Tacoma area, I cannot recommend Grit City Chiro more. Dr. McKenzie is passionate about helping you feel, function, and live better. Check out her Instagram at Grit City Chiro or her website, gritcitychiropractic.com, for more info and to book your first consultation. And if you mention East to West, you'll get a discount on your first visit. I feel amazing after seeing her, and I think you will too. Well, and I don't know if freedom is the right word, but it is, but it kind of is. And you guys, we have an episode coming up this month that is 100% dedicated to metabolic wellness. So we will really get into this. But where metabolic wellness can really be a great tool for us is that it allows us to step away from the scale, to step away from BMI. It doesn't say that we are going to ignore those numbers, because we're not. That is data. We need that data to have a complete holistic picture of our health. But when we're also looking at these underlying factors that actually lead to an early demise, it's not necessarily BMI and weight. It's a component, but we're talking about insulin resistance. You know, we're talking about blood pressure. We're talking about triglycerides. We're talking about all, you know, diet, you know, carbs, protein, all of these things really go into this big word of metabolic wellness. But when we're talking about getting back to basics, if we are focused on one thing in each one of those pillars, we are addressing these bigger overarching basic things that we need to do as bariatric patients to find success, right? Contentment, to get to that happy, healthy weight, not necessarily that BMI prescribed weight. So there's a lot of power in that. There's a lot of freedom, and it gives you, the patient, at least in my experience, it gives me a lot of my own control back, right? Instead of saying like, oh, there's nothing I can do about BMI, or there's nothing I can do. Oh, that's out of my control. No. So everything that I do is actually related to my metabolic wellness. So that gives me back control, which is important, because, right, sometimes we just feel like we're a little bit out of control. So What does it mean for you guys then? So in September, all three of us, we are getting back to basics. And we kind of touched on this a little bit, but I want to share with people, what exactly are you going to be doing in September to get back to basics? Nat, let's start with you.
Yeah, so for me, it's like I said before, the water intake is huge. I notice a really big difference in just my overall clarity, and my skin feels better, all of that. So drinking enough water, not letting, you know, alcoholic beverages get in the way. I feel like summer, that's been a big deal for a lot of people. Darn Trulies. That's a big one. And making sure that I'm eating my protein at every meal and snack. So like starting with protein first, and then going for veggies or fruits or things like that. I think I'm such a veggie produce lover that it's like, sometimes all I want is like some bell peppers, or all I want are
big salad.
You know, a salad. Like sometimes I really, I will say, people are like, oh, what do you miss from like pre-op? I really do miss just having a big salad.
Yes.
Like I am such a veggie person. So over the summer, I've noticed myself, you know, just having like a handful of tomatoes or like a handful of peppers or, you know, something like that. But then I'm full and I don't get my protein in, and then I'm hungry half an hour later. And I'm like, I wonder why I'm hungry, because I'm not getting my protein in. So yeah. Those two are my biggest ones. But I'm also wanting to start movement more, and working out more, getting more of like a strength training routine in. Which has been hard for me, and we can, I know we'll talk about like movement and those types of things later on, but, I do suffer with like chronic pain. So the first step is really going to see a chiropractor so that I can feel comfortable moving and doing all of those things. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those are my top three for September.
Awesome. Jason, my friend, what about you?
I'm pretty decent at getting about 72 ounces of water in. I'll get three of my little 24 ounce, you know, bottles in, but I'm going to bump it to four. I want to try to go for 96 ounces a day. Because even though I don't really feel dehydrated, so to speak, I feel like the more movement I'm adding at the gym and the more I'm doing, I really think I need that additional water in there. Uh-huh. Plus, it's going to keep me from feeling as snacky as I have been lately, because that's been kind of creeping back in. So I've kind of been battling that lately. And then I'm also going to make it a point to not skip as many cardio days or cardio time at the gym, because sometimes I just go in and I just want to lift. So I'll just walk right past the treadmill and get to lift it. And then I'm like, yeah, well, now I'm kind of too tired, so I'm just going to go. I skip out on the cardio, which I need. So I'm going to add, you know, a lot more of those in there this month. And then past that, I'm really thinking that adding the water is going to cut out a lot of the snacking. So that's really kind of a twofer in that goal. So
Yep. You know, and when I think about what it means to be getting back to basics for me, it's really all about, you know, making sure that most or all of the decisions that I make around my nutrition and my health support my goal, my right? I mean, I have a big long-term goal to be 199, not there yet. But it's like, okay, if I want to hit that number, I'm going to have to do something in each pillar every single day. So it really means that every time a decision comes up, that's around what I'm eating, what I'm drinking, what I'm thinking, or how I'm moving, I need to make the decision that will get me closer to 199, not away from it. And I understand that there's going to be some times where I'm going to make a decision that does not align with that goal. And I have to give myself the space and grace to go, okay, you made that for a reason. Did you really need to make that? And if not, then okay, I need to learn that lesson and I need to make this decision. You know, so getting back to basics for me is, I mean, you guys know I'm off, my damn wagon has left the trail. I don't even know where it's at. I need to build a new wagon apparently from the trees and sticks that are around me to get myself back on the trail, so to speak. So, I'm going to be ordering meals from Berry Box. And actually, I think I just realized I didn't understand this, but Berry Box makes meals for pre-op patients, which means they'd probably be really good for my husband. So I'm going to order berry box meals for he and I for like our breakfast and our lunch. And then we are going to make dinner together, a protein heavy dinner together. So that's going to kind of be my metabolic wellness thing. And then tracking. I absolutely hate tracking food, but it's absolutely the only way that I'm going to collect the data to know if I'm making decisions based on my goals. So I think I'm going to use the app called Lose It. And I'm going to track my intake there. And then I definitely need to move. I have not done intentional movement in a very long time. Not like you. I need to really work on my muscles. That's, I think, where I need to be hardcore. In fact, maybe all three of us should just be accountability buddies, just doing something, moving and checking in with each other often or daily to make sure that we get that done. And then I just really need to get back on my routine, water and vitamins, right? Those are two big things that I can hit really well for a week or two. And then they absolutely, you know, the wagon leaves with those on them as well. So I need to reincorporate those things because I love my vitamins and I love water. I just don't do it. And like you now, I can tell almost instantly when I'm dehydrated, just my skin, I just feel like a dried up prune.
Pruney and peely. And I'm like, why is that happening? And then I'm like, oh, cause you've lived off of Truly's for a month.
Right. Turns out, even though Truly is made with water, it's not actually hydration, which is just, I feel so sad.
Like I will get all this and this will start like piling up and it starts like I don't even pull it and it just sits there and wrinkles out and I'm like, oh God, I'm like, that's awful. And then when I drink enough, then it fills back out again and I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. Like I don't look 90 anymore. I'm wearing a Halloween mask. That's tight. Right.
We all, again, if we take a hot minute and we listen and we look at our body is telling us all the things that we need to know. Like, fool, you need to drink some water. Okay. I guess I should probably listen to that.
Yeah. So we're masters at it's a selective hearing when it comes to that. We're like, no, I didn't hear.
Oh man, that speaks to the mindset, right? That is our old way of thinking. Those are the old stories that we tell ourselves. I mean, I used to believe the story that I could never be a fit person. I could never be a thin person. I believe the story that I could never live at a healthy weight. And then all of a sudden I had bariatric surgery and I started having the evidence that I could do these things. So switching my story to you are a healthy person. You are living at a healthy weight. Just empowers you a little bit more so that when these other old things pop up, you can go, wait a minute, that is my old self. And Natalie, I'm going to put you on the spot, but you had a line that I think I'm going to get tattooed on my forearm right here. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The showing up one?
Yes! Yeah. Share with people that nugget of wisdom that you passed on.
Essentially that if I don't show up, my old way of thinking, my old self will show up. So, you know, if I think, oh, why are my lips cracked? Oh, I must just need to exfoliate them a little bit more. That's my old way of thinking. But my new way of thinking is, no, you haven't drank enough water. So now we're going to drink water and that will help. And sure enough, 2 days later, it'll help. But yeah, you just have to show up.
It is such a simple sentence or such a simple thought, yet the work that goes into just showing up for your new self is monumental, which is really what this conversation is all about. If your new self does not show up, your old self will. And if your old self is constantly showing up, you are going to weigh what you used to weigh after surgery. You're going to act like you used to act after surgery. Nothing will have in fact changed. You're going to feel like you're living in the twilight zone because you're going to wake up one day and everything is going to be as it was a year ago, 2 years ago. And that's going to be a very dark place. So if you are constantly asking yourself in the moment, is that my new self or my old self? And if it's your old self, you need to do a crazy Ivan 180 yourself out of that thinking, those actions, those behaviors, those routines, and you need to get to your new self because your old self is waiting in the shadows to come back stronger than ever. And it's not that you were not a wonderful person, but that you were a wonderful person before surgery. You were. Your core, who you are in here, that has not changed. But how that core manifests itself to the world does have to change if you want to be a new person.
Mm-hmm. And we understand that it's comfortable there, but post-op, you've got to be comfortable in the uncomfortableness of change. Because in order to get through the change and come out the other side a changed person, it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be, you're going to be unsure about a lot of things, and that's okay, because that's what your support system is here for. And you lean on your support system because they're going to help carry you through it when you don't feel like you can carry yourself through it.
An analogy I just thought of, if you are into gardening at all, tomato plants, they have these thing called suckers that you have to pluck off. And our old ways of living, our old ways of being, are like those little suckers that you got to just pluck right when you see them. You just take them right off.
Oh my God, Nat, that's perfect.
If you don't, then the fruit's not going to grow as big. It's not going to be as juicy and delicious. You just got to get those little suckers off.
Oh my God, I have like goosebumps. That is so smart. And you are so right on so many levels. As soon as you see that, you have to do the work to pull it off and chuck it. Because if you let it sit there and fester, it's only taking away from your plant's success. Mm-hmm. Same thing with us, right? If we notice something that is sucking our new energy, our new life, moving us further away from our goals, we got to pluck that off and throw it away so that it is not taking anything more from our life.
Yeah.
Oh my. Sorry, yeah. Jason. I think Natalie did you one on this one.
that's fine. I love it. Like it's all growth, all helping the community. So by all means, please. No thunder stolen here. But honestly, you just have to realize that not everybody's going to be able to come along on this journey with you, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, that not everybody's going to understand where you're coming from, where you're going to, where you're trying to go. And you know what? That sucks. It's tough. But at the same time, at the end of the day, if they can't get with you trying to do something to better yourself and live longer, then are they really on your team in the first place?
Oh my gosh.
He's trying to talk you out of having a heart transplant.
That reminds me, I'm on my phone right now. I'm looking really quickly. I think, Natalie, remember that quote that was shared from the Bariatric Book Club? I think it was by Gwendolyn Doyle, right? And it basically said, like, you know, stop asking directions from people who have never been where you have been.
Yeah, where you're going.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, I found it. Okay. I'm going to share it with you guys. It's a phenomenal quote. It's by Glennon Doyle from the book Untamed. And the quote says, "This life is mine alone. So I have stopped asking people for directions to places they've never been."
Boom.
Right. And the wonderful thing about this community is that if you are in it and you're connecting with people who are in this community, they have walked where you want to walk. Right? Or they are walking this path with you. It is so powerful to rely and find and utilize and access and create for our community, because we are literally helping people along the same road as us.
Right.
Well, right?
There's so many people lately, and it just seems to be a recent trend that really pisses me off, because there's people that get more comfortable with themselves as they, you know, go along their journey, and they're comfortable enough to start posting pictures, and they start selfies because they like what they see in the mirror or the camera or the whatever. And so their feed becomes a lot more active and they start doing more stuff. Well, there are people out there like myself whose page is their page. They don't have a separate surgery page, post-op page, whatever. They just use their regular page to communicate, because you should be able to do that. There shouldn't be any shame in doing that. And I've seen a lot of people do it and get shit for it from normal people in their lives from before, you know, that they've had in there since, you know, before Bria. They're like, oh, you're just Hollywood now. So you just take selfies all day. That's all you do now. You just post pictures of yourself all day. You're kind of full of yourself, aren't you? Fucking ain't right. I'm full of myself. I earned this shit. Like, you know how long I looked like I looked before and hid from the camera? If I look good like today and I want to take a picture, like, yeah, I'm going to take it. I'm going to post it. You don't like it? Unfollow. Get out. Like, I don't care.
Yep.
Like, people have to get comfortable in knowing the fact that not everybody's going to come with you. And that's okay, because those people that aren't cheering for you are never going to cheer for you. Those are the people that are going to be secretly wishing that you fail at this shit. and you don't need them on you. They're holding, like April said, she lost her wagon. They're bogging your wagon down. Mm-hmm. You'd be able to move a lot faster if you cut the dead weight off.
As Natalie just said, you got to pluck off those suckers. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and it's such a, this can be a very difficult place for us because you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, right? So these are the people who would have never said anything to you when you were at your highest weight, but yet they want to say something to you when you're doing something about it. It goes back to that outsider syndrome, which we have an entire episode on, right? Because when you make such drastic change, now all of a sudden you're putting the change back on other people because you're saying, well, if I can do it, you can do it. And those people are not ready or don't want to or whatever, right? That's not your place to say. But by you making change, it's going to trigger other people's emotions. But we know why people, only 30% of the people who undergo bariatric surgery make it publicly known. It's because of the shame, the guilt, these conversations, these comments, all of these things feed into that. And, you know, it's why bariatric surgery has kind of remained in the dark ages for so long. That's why people still to this day say it's the easy way out, or they discount your weight loss because you didn't do it the natural way. I don't even know what the natural, I mean, we could devote 8 episodes to just that in itself, but right. The important thing about this community is that there are people who are walking it with you, and however you want to participate in it, however you want to be involved with it, you get to do so because you are in the driver's seat of your own journey. And lucky for all of us, there are people who are publicly going through it who we can rely on, who we can go to for support. So it's just it's not an easy place to get to, but once you get there, once you find your footing on solid ground, it is amazing. And it's the reason why all three of us have found the success that we have found after surgery. Hey guys, it's April. I don't know if you know this, but Gather Juice Company was our first podcast sponsor. And for good reason, they make some bomb ass juices. My absolute favorite is the Sunrise and the Pineapple Express. Night Vision and Goldilocks come in a real close third and fourth. I also very much enjoy their smoothies. Pina Colada, top of my list. If you live locally in the Tacoma area, swing by their 6th Avenue location and try it for yourself. You're going to be hooked. Big shout out to Gather Juice. Thank you for your sponsorship. All right, my friends. So I would love to let people know, if they follow us on social media, what are they going to see, and how are we going to show the world that we are focusing on getting back to basics, right? So like, what if people want to check in with you, how are they going to know that you are focusing on your basics? What will they see?
For me, I'm going to have to start getting more active on my stories when it comes to checking in at the gym, making sure I'm moving like I'm supposed to, and with doing water checks as well. Those are the two things I'm going to focus more on, and I'm really going to try to get out of my head about running at the gym, because I really am I've had a fear of running on a treadmill since I was going to the gym when I was heavier before, because I was heavy enough to stop the belt when I was walking.
We talked about this.
And I'm like, I'm not about to be on ridiculous. You're not about to catch me on camera falling off the treadmill. Like, not today. Because there's water fountains behind those treadmills, and I'm not going to fall off the treadmill, knock a water fountain off the wall. No. So I'm like, I really feel it, because normally when I'm on the treadmill, I'm at like 3.7 miles an hour just walking anyway, because I got long ass legs. But I'm like, it wouldn't take much more than that to get like a little jog going. And I'm like, yeah, I really feel like I want to sometimes, but I'm like, So I really think I'm going to push myself before the end of September to actually run on the treadmill. So
awesome. Okay. So people can check in with you on your personal page, which is at the @THA_Smithsonian_. They can check you out there, and you'll be posting updates on East to West.
I will. Mondays and Thursdays are my story days. I've been slacking this morning because I had to get up and go straight to the doctor this morning for my little checkup. So I'll check in a little bit later today. I'll jump on there.
You're gonna get an email from our social media manager. Just FYI. Right.
Yes. My little reminder, like, hey, dummy. Hey. Uh-huh.
Jason, it's your day. Jason, it's your day. Oh God, I love it. Now, what about you? What will our friends and followers see you doing?
Well, I'm hoping to post more about my meals and my snacks. Maybe not doing like every single meal or every single snack, but posting more about what I'm eating, just to keep myself more accountable. I have been starting to post more about different meals that I'm having and things like that, especially on my stories. But also same thing as Jason, just checking in with water, making sure I show you guys that I am drinking water, on my stories and everything, because sometimes I feel like you look at my stories and you don't know that I'm a bariatric patient. And I'm a little embarrassed of that. So just being more transparent and like showing you guys what I'm eating and, everything like that. But also I will be going, I have my first chiropractor appointment today. So very excited for that. I'll post, not like a review, but just about my experience and how I feel. And hopefully just to keep you guys updated about, you know, my workout journey, my fitness journey, posting more about that. Really hoping that, you know, getting this chiropractor stuff under my belt will just really make me feel better to actually want to go to the gym.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Well, and I don't, we were recently recording, and I think Jason said we were talking about the perfect bariatric patient. And at East to West, we acknowledge we are all the perfect bariatric patient. We are all enjoying life. Sometimes we eat foods that fall outside of our guidelines. Sometimes we eat a lot of food that falls outside of our guidelines. Sometimes we really, really enjoy food. And that is normal. That's natural. That is where we're trying to get to. So the fact that we are all trying to do all right, this is a very holistic picture of our lives as a bariatric patient. So many people think that you don't enjoy food, you stop eating, no drinking, no fun after bariatric surgery. We're here to tell you that it's absolutely not the case. We constantly are having fun. And sometimes it involves food. Sometimes it involves alcohol. That's okay. It is what it is. It's not our entire lives. So to see that you can still enjoy those things that you may be worrying are going to be going away forever, it's just not the case. We enjoy them much less frequently and in much smaller quantities, but we enjoy them nonetheless. So it's important that people see that. You know, and I think for me, I'm going to be posting a ton of Berry Box reviews. I've never tried their food before. Jason, I know that you've tried it. You absolutely love it. So I'm going to be posting those reviews. And I think I'm going to start doing kind of like a what I ate in a day. I hate them and I love them because I don't want people to judge their own or to make their own plans based on what I eat because it's very specific to me. But at the same time, people need to know that you can enjoy food after bariatric surgery. So I think those two things. And then, you know, we have a Berry Boss tracker, and it's seven things that we can do or should be doing every single day to like hit our goals. I'm going to pull it up here on my phone because I just grabbed a quick screenshot of it. Oh, at least I thought I did. But it's basically like you get in 80 ounces of protein, you're getting in like 100 ounces of water, you're taking your vitamins, you're moving your body, you're practicing gratitude. And there's one other thing, but we've got all kinds of different templates. It's the same seven things, different looks. So if you'd like to access this Berry Boss tracker, just go to our Instagram page. We're at East_West_WLS. Look in the highlight section, find the Berry Boss highlight section, and then download all of the trackers that you really like. So I think I'm going to be doing that, posting those, checking in with that, and just being more open about what I'm struggling with and what's working well. So I think kind of the same thing, right? We're all just going to be a little bit more public about what we're doing. We're going to be, you know, sharing, you know, trackers and things that we're doing and the food that we're eating and the movement that we're doing. We're going to be sharing it with the public. And I think that's awesome, right? People, that's a really great way to show people what we're doing to get back on track.
Yeah.
So last question that I have for us is, if someone is struggling with getting back on track, or if they are new to new habits, new routines, new stories, where do you recommend they start? How should they get back on track or find the track and stick to it? Nat, why don't we start with you? What do you recommend?
Just start. Like I could say, oh, you should start with your water, or, oh, you should start with this, but that's for me, you know, that's how I'm starting. I just think starting is the biggest step. So even if you stumble, even if you say, okay, I want to start with water, and that first week you don't hit your water goals, okay, so keep going, you know, just start and just try and keep that momentum going. Because you're going to stumble, it's not a habit right now. So it's not going to be easy. And I think I, like many other people, I get in my head about starting, about what that looks like. Mm-hmm. And it literally is as simple. I know, April, you talk about Nike, right? Like, just do it. Just do it. Just start. Just start it from where you are right now. Just do it. And I think that mindset for me is really helpful. I get in my head about, well, how am I going to do it? And what is my plan? And what does this look like? But it's like that none of that matters mm-hmm. if you fill up your water thing.
Yes.
That's it. Just fill up your water vessel and drink it. Like, it's very simple. Just start.
Yeah. It'll take you less time to fill your water cup than it will to think of all the reasons why you can't start and do the things and be in your head.
Yeah.
You just, tell you what, while you're over processing all of that information, start the water and fill up the cup.
Then
you'll start drinking it and you'll quit thinking about it and then you'll be good to go.
Yeah.
Such a good point. So, well, and I, Natalie, you recommended the, Everything is Figure Outable, that book by Marie Forleo. Yeah, you and Steph and Katie all recommended me that book. And it is such a powerful tool that has really helped me just kind of get out of my head. And one of the lines that really stood out in that book is, I've heard it a million times, but however she presented it helped it stick in my brain. But everybody's a beginner at everything. Right? Like, children don't pop out of the womb and run a marathon. It takes years and practice and stumbles and scrapes and bruises along the way, but walking is worth it to them. So they figure out a way to walk. And it's just like us, right? We need to figure out a way to find success after our bariatric surgery. There's a lot of things that go into that, but we can focus on one of those areas and do that one thing until it's mastered and then, right, keep chunking off the list. Mm-hmm. So Jason, where do you recommend people start?
Much like Nat, just whatever is comfortable for you, because water is comfortable for me and that doesn't mean it's going to be comfortable for you. You may need to start with tracking on paper. You may start with tracking in your phone. You may start with whatever is going to get you to start. Whatever you picture is an easy win for you is what you need to start with. But yeah, just literally just get up and do it one day, because so many people get, like I said, get tripped up about failing or, you know, messing up or doing whatever. Just start and start again and keep starting over again. It doesn't matter how many times you restart. What matters is you're truly only a failure at this when you stop trying. If you give up and just say, well, you know, screw it, I'm just going to go back to how I was living before. I'm going to gain all my weight back. It's fine. I can't do this. This is not for me. You know, whatever the phrasing you give yourself may be, that is the only time you truly fail at this journey, because you will slip, you will stumble, you will trip, you will fall. However you want to describe it, it's going to happen. And you have to know that it's okay for that to happen. You just have to pick yourself back up and keep moving. You have, if your goal this day, this week is to do one thing 5 days in a row and you have to restart that shit every day, 5 days in a row, guess what? That's the same thing as doing it 5 days in a row. Mm-hmm. You made the determination to start again the next day, start again the next day. You're still doing it. It's just you have to learn, you know, maybe that second week is when you start following through on all five of those days. It may take 2 weeks. Who knows? But as long as you show up every day and try to do it, like Nat says, that keeps the old you from showing up. And that's all you've got to do is show up for yourself, make the determination that you're going to do better, and just do it.
Yeah. Yep. Mine is, again, very similar. I mean, clearly, we are all on the same track, but it's worked for us. So that's why we kind of shared the same information. You know, for me, if I'm feeling overwhelmed, I make a list of all of the things that like, okay, like here's the list of all the things that I need to do. And then from that list, I will go through and I'll highlight three or five things that are like, okay, these are the top things that I need to do to get the results, right? These are the biggest bang for the buck. And then out of that very condensed list, I will pick one. And I will normally pick the one thing that's gonna be the easiest for me to do, right? And that normally is vitamins or water, right? So, okay, I'm only gonna focus on this one thing for this week and I'm gonna do it every single day. And if I miss a day, then I need to ask myself, why did I miss that day? Why did I not hit my goal this day? And then I need to either tweak my system, my routine, my mindset, and keep trying these things until I can hit that goal consistently for weeks or months at a time. And then I will not add in another thing until I've mastered that. Right. So sometimes just making that list, triaging it, picking the easiest thing first is the best way to just get rolling into our new, into our basics, right? Our new habits, our new routines, our new mindsets. Yes, there's a lot to do. You don't have to do all of them to win. You need to pick one and just focus on that. Get those easy wins so that you can move on down the list.
When it's a time frame, like you have to think about, like for myself, I had 44 years of doing it the wrong way. I'm 18 months post-op. I'm a toddler at post-op. So I got to give myself a little slack to not freak the hell out because I haven't learned how to master this shit in 18 months. Like, nobody knows how to do that. Like when you've trained yourself for so long, because it's literally what you've done. You've trained your brain, your body, your system, like all of your systems are trained how you've trained them for however long it was before you had surgery. So, you know, don't be so damn hard on yourself. I mean, I know we're used to being hard on ourselves as bariatric patients. That's what we do because we're worth it. We're never, you know, we're never smart enough, good enough, skinny enough, you know, cool enough. Like that's just how we grow up. And we have to get out of that way of thinking, and that's going to take some time. So just please allow yourself, like April says, the space and the grace to get there, because you're not going to learn it overnight. You didn't get big overnight. You're not going to get small overnight.
No. We want to believe that we should be experts the first time we try something. That is not the case. And I don't know who we were interviewing, but they had said, like, you need to think of your recovery like a child. Like, would you be mad at a toddler because they don't know how to do, you know, the Pythagorean theorem yet? No, you would not. Right. Like you need to give yourself the same grace and go, I am a toddler or I am an infant at figuring out this new life. And it's going to take me some time and repetition to figure it out, but you absolutely can do it. It just takes that space. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything that you would recommend to our friends and followers to kind of help them on their back to basics journey? You already know what I'm going to recommend. So
I actually, I forgot about this book, but was talking to someone about it recently and remembered how much I enjoyed it. It's called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It's by Stephen R. Covey. Yep. I'm not sure. But I did write a little bit of a bio about it. One of my favorite quotes is the main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing. So in our lives, you know, we are people outside of our bariatrics surgery, but right now, I mean, for me, especially, I know Jason, like we're still, like you said, we're toddlers, April, we're, you know, two years. Mm-hmm. This is still our lives. This is still kind of our main thing. And in order to be an effective person as a bariatric patient, we have to keep it the main thing. We have to keep that focus. And then just a little bit more about the book. It's basically talks about how life can be an up and down roller coaster. And the simplest things tend to be really overlooked, like water, like vitamins, those basic things. But those are really the things that we need to be focusing on. I think the overall like theme of the book is that prioritization is really crucial. Mm-hmm. And that really woke me up because what are we prioritizing, right? When I'm out with my friends, what am I prioritizing? Am I prioritizing junk food and alcohol, or am I prioritizing my health and my connection with people? So I really recommend that book. It's a really great book. It's a great read. It's pretty heavy. It's a lot. It's pretty dense. But it's helped me. I read it in college, and I think it really helped me just, you know, focusing on college at the time. But now I might have to reread it.
Well, because you're going to be reading it, you're going to be moving through it with a different lens. And that is so powerful because the recommendations or the guidance that it's given there is still important. And now you get to apply it to a whole new facet of your life. Yeah. I totally forgot about that book, but you are so, now I'm going to reread that in September.
I know. It's a good one. I was just talking about it with someone and I thought, man, I'm going to have to reread that because It's a good book.
Oh man, Nat, I will read it with you in September.
Cool.
We can dive into that one. And you guys know my favorite book of all time, my future second husband, James Clear, wrote a book called Atomic Habits. Hands down, I travel with that book everywhere. I consult it daily. It's like my personal Bible. So I cannot recommend that book enough. And then Gary Bishop wrote a book called Unfuck Yourself. That is literally the title of the book. One of the best hands down book. I mean, I think if I was going to make like a stack, like, you know, my recommended stack would be Atomic Habits, Unfuck Yourself. Now, Marie Forleo's Everything is Figureoutable. And then, Seven Habits. Oh my God. I can't believe I forgot that book. So that is absolutely a recommended, resource for me. Jason, my friend, do you have any recommendations for people?
Mine would be find your accountability group. Whether it be a single person, whether it be the community, whether it be us, whether it be whoever you want to be, you're going to need support during this journey. And you can be strong all day long, and that's fantastic for you. But there are going to be times throughout your journey where you need someone to lean on, and find those people. Doesn't matter who it is. Doesn't matter if you know them or not. Look, we've got April, Nat, and I have one of the tightest bonds of three people, and we've never, I've never met them in person. They've met, each other, of course, but, it doesn't matter. Like your internet friends, there's going to be a lot of times you're going to find internet friends that ride harder for you than people you know in your actual life. Mm-hmm. So please find someone who will be there when you need to message them, because it's important. They're like your sponsor in recovery, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And they need there for you when you need them, and you can be there for them when they need you. But, as long as you've got somebody to lean on when the support is needed, that is going to be extremely important for you.
Excellent tips, my friends. Excellent tips. All right. Is there anything for the good of the order? Do you have a final reflection on what we talked about today?
I don't think so. I think it's really just, give yourself, like we always say, the space and grace to fail, get back up, try it again, and you'll get there.
Yep. And Natalie, you often talk about this is a very daunting process, right? We're learning how to live our lives again, but we really need to take bite-sized chunks. Find the time to reflect, find the time to be grateful, and know that, this journey is a lot like trying on new clothes, right? When you're looking for that perfect outfit, you might go to multiple stores, you might try on multiple outfits, you're going to keep trying things on until you find the perfect outfit. And it's very much like our lives after bariatric surgery. We need new habits, we need new routines, we need new ways of thinking, we need new attitudes. And we have to try on these habits and routines and stories and attitudes until we find the one that fits us perfectly. So do not be afraid to try a new routine and tweak it if it doesn't work, right? To try a new mindset, tweak it until it works. That's what we have to do to find that one that is just right for us. And that can feel like failure, but we're here to tell you it's not. It's you learning what is the best for you. It's you finding that perfect outfit. As we always say, it's finding that perfect recipe that you are happy with and that you can stick with for a very long time. That's what the name of this game is all about. So don't be afraid of all those things. We're here to tell you we're doing the work with you. We're surviving it and you can too. In fact, we're thriving doing the work and you can thrive too.
Absolutely.
All right, my friends, I think we did it. Very excited to share this information with our community. And I'm feeling even more motivated just like talking with you guys about it, because this is literally how I get jazzed up about doing some hard work ahead of time. Nat, let's take our listeners out of this episode with telling them about an awesome opportunity we have called Shout Out Sunday.
Yeah, so every Sunday, Sunday is my favorite day. If you don't follow us on Instagram, I say that every single Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite day of the week because we get to shout out all of you guys, the people that support us every single day. There's over 10,000 of you now on Instagram, which is insane. And that is our moment to really reflect and give our gratitude and support you guys with your very own post. You can send us a picture, a little bit about you and your journey. And we just get to highlight you as our community. So if you'd like that, it's totally free. You don't have to be a patron. All you have to do is go to the link in our bio or go to easttowestwls.com. Scroll down a little bit. You'll see our Shout Out Sunday submission form. Fill that out to the best of your abilities. I will edit it a little bit and then post your photo with it as well. And it is quite literally one of my favorite days of the week because I get to know you guys. I get to know you and your journey, and I get to highlight you all.
It is such part of your journey you're in. Pre-op, post-op, yep. We've done all of them. So if you want, please send it to us and we will make sure you get on there.
Yep. And it's just, it's a celebration. This isn't about vanity. This isn't about anything else other than celebrating you and the work that you have done. It's not a paid thing. It's just literally, we want to celebrate you. Help us celebrate you. Yes.
First come, first serve. So I literally just go down the line. I schedule you out. Not paid, nothing. Just want to support you guys, support our community, and have other people learn about you as well.
It's awesome. Definitely check it out. The other super cool thing that we do here on East to West is that you can leave us a voicemail that we can then incorporate into our podcast episodes. It is so cool, you guys. It can literally be you shouting yourself out, shouting other people out. You can pose a question. If you're struggling with something, you can let us know, but you can leave us a voicemail straight from your phone, and then we can incorporate them into the podcast. So to do that, just head to our podcast homepage, and that's anchor.fm/east2wls. And then you'll see a little option right there to leave us a voice memo. Absolutely do that. And Jason, what's the other way that people can support us?
By liking, sharing, subscribing, leaving us reviews on your favorite podcast player, on YouTube, on all those things. We appreciate all the ones that we've got so far. They've been amazing. They've really helped spread the word about what we're doing here and try to get the word out to as many patients as possible, because there's 10,000 of you and that is amazing, but there are many more out there that need the help just like you guys have gotten. So you guys spreading the word and sharing our information has helped grow that, and we appreciate that. We wouldn't be able to do what we were doing without you guys, and we appreciate that. You help us as much as we've ever helped you, and we want you guys to continue to know that. And at the end of the day, just remember, you've got this, we've got you, and we'll see you next time.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Bye.